This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What kind of things are you hoarding right now? 799-1037. Is it a food that you have? Is it something you stocked up on over the holidays? Now you have a crap ton of it? Like somebody texted in at 71037 and said they got a whole bunch of that peppermint bark.
The stuff you can only get at Christmas. Yeah, I could see people doing stuff like that, being psycho about it.
I stocked up on the Ghirardelli peppermint bark, and I've got tons and tons of boxes of it in my house.
We got another text at 71037. It says, I tend to hoard saltines. It's my guilty pleasure
saltines?
Snack.
Those are gross. Yeah. That's like the worst cracker of all the crackers. Why would you pick saltines?
It takes on the flavor of everything else. You need something else to make it taste good.
Even my kids won't eat saltines, for crying out loud.
What are you currently hoarding? 799-1037. Or you can just text us 71037. Somebody said Girl Scout cookies. I just cleared out my freezer from last year.
Amazing.
And now I have to refill it up with new Girl Scout cookies.
Oh my God,
yummy.
That's funny.
We got another text to 71037. I hoard Taco Bell sauce packets.
This one is every woman. Guilty. Craft supplies I'll never turn into actual crafts. That's a big one. We do that crap all the time, man.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we'll do this.
This will be so cute. You'll find something on Pinterest. You'll think you're going to do it. You're not going to do it.
Come on, man.
You're not going to do that. 799-1037. Tony in Brookfield. Good morning, Tony. What are you hoarding?
Well, not right now because I ate all of them.
Well, then you're not hoarding, dude.
Right. But what were you hoarding then, Tony?
So about a year ago, I don't know if you remember those Hostess frosted pies that they used to sell.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
So last year, I was always addicted to the blueberry ones that they've had.
Yeah.
And they haven't had those on the shelf in about 15 years.
You liked the blueberry ones?
The blueberry.
I don't judge them.
I judge everyone, dude. Get a clue.
Krispy Kreme came out with a blueberry one about a year ago, and I was so excited. I bought about 50 of these at Woodman's. Now,
dude,
I was eating about 3 a day, but the problem that came from it was we were taking a trip down to Florida, and we had a layover
in
Washington, D.C., and they rechecked my bag. And they saw all these fruit pies lined up in my carry-on.
Oh, God, what did they think?
Apparently, they thought they were some kind of plastic explosive.
Oh, what?
And they could be in another room to clear these darn fruit pies.
You had to literally say, no, I'm just addicted to fruit pies, and I bought 900 of them.
I had to open one up and take a bite to show them that it was actually just a fruit pie.
Which one was my awesome. God.
Wait a second. We had a terrorist in here last month who tried to snuggle in fruit pies disguised as bombs. Is that what happened? That's horrifying. But at least, do you still have some now?
No. When no, we got not down at all. Florida, all right. My wife made me throw every one that I took
Your
out.
Wife.
Oh, that's a tragedy.
Women. Why do you make us throw away the stuff we love?
I don't know.
Thanks for texting. Thanks for calling.
Somebody texted in and said, does it have to be food? No, it doesn't have to be food.
No.
They said, because I have gallon-sized bags full of pens and pencils.
No.
Look, it could be anything.
Go to Tom in Brookfield. He's on too. Tom. What are you, Tom in West Bend? What are you hoarding?
Dude, hoarders.
Cars.
Yeah. Cars. This guy's hoarding cars.
Get out of here, Richie Rich. Nobody's interested.
Yeah, are they new cars or are they like salvage cars?
No. All old used cars used for demolitions, and we raced out at Slinger, so we use them at Slinger.
No way. I want to die. I want to get in the car, but I don't want to die.
I think we got like 7 or 8 right now.
Seven or eight different cars? Do people just bring them to you after they die, like they're jalopy cars, and you fix them up, or do you...
We find them for really cheap.
Yeah. And then use them for the races?
Yep.
Nice.
Interesting. Wow. That's interesting.
Destroying stuff. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you listening.
Oh, somebody said Chick-fil-A sauces. See, I can get behind that one. That's a fair one to actually
Absolutely,
hoard.
Absolutely, yes. Because you can use them for other things, right?
Absolutely
it's
right.
It's so damn good, the Chick-fil-A sauce. Hello.
It absolutely is, yes.
All right.
So thanks for calling. Everybody's hoarding something. You don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel alone at all. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.